Joining me is Kevin Sedevict with the Central Grasslands Research and Extension Center out of Streeter, North Dakota. And Kevin, where do we start? What do we say? This has been a challenging year for livestock producers, and particularly in your range of expertise with that forage and rainland. How are producers managing this? Because with all the snow, with the less than ideal conditions, the plan they had this summer probably isn't getting implemented this fall or winter.
Sure. I mean, this year was, you know, as a grass year, it was a great grass year. We had lots of moisture. We didn't have the growing season we normally saw, but it was a great year to grow cool season grasses. Mm-hmm. It was not a good year to grow a lot of our hay crop types, especially our warm seasons in particular, our millets and sorghum sedans didn't do well. Our biggest issue right now is corn. We put a lot of corn up, whether it's silage for feed. It's not drying. The grain's wet. We have about 30% of our corn harvested is it. And even we're harvesting ours this week, and it's still 37% moisture in the grain. So in terms of a feed base, we still got a lot of feed sitting out there that we can't get in. And people go, well, we got a lot of feed out there. It's not home yet. And so that's been a struggle we're going to have all this year, and we're going to see it next year cause more delays next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know on that note, too, since a lot of that feed is still in the field, that changes the grazing, the fall and winter grazing patterns for these producers who usually put those cows out on that corn.
Yeah, and this year, being as much snow as we got, I mean, at the grassland station, we've had over 2 feet of snow. Actually, we've had close to 30 inches of snow. And so we had to come off of pastures early because we had snow cover. Some of our feeds that are out there we can't get to. The corn right now, there's just a lot of issues with corn. But the snow just hampered even more issues in terms of feeding our cattle. And we like to keep our cattle out as long as you can because it's better for their health. So now we got calves in the feedlot because we'd have to deal with them in the feedlot. And so the snow and the cold and the wet has just been an odd year for all of our farmers and ranchers. And the positive for me as a range guy, at least we grew some grass.
Mm-hmm. With our rangeland grasses that we got up or didn't get up, what do producers need to be on the lookout for this winter as we start sorting through some of that got put up? You know, if they're a little short this winter, what options are basically out there for our livestock producers this winter?
Sure. I mean, one of the issues we had this year with putting up hay is it was wet, so it didn't get very dry. So we have a lot of moldy hay that was put up this year that heated on them. So make sure that when they're feeding this hay that they know what they have out there so they're not feeding too high of molds, which are going to increase abortions in those cows. Mm-hmm. So be careful with those feeds. We have to blend them off, whatever way you can do to get them so that the molds are down. And that's been our biggest issue has been quality this year. We got lots of tonnage, but it's low quality. And so they're going to have to look at some options to add quality back in the diet, whether it's a grain like a corn or a distiller's grain, some kind of to get the feed in there to bring the protein and the quality back up.
Mm-hmm. So given the rangeland and pastureland, grassland conditions that we were faced with the summer, fall, and into the as we enter winter, what does that mean come spring?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's positive is with all the moisture, we're going to have good moisture for grass growth for next year. So for ranchers, I think it's going to be a really good grass year to start out with. It might be delayed. As cool as we've been, we might have some delay in terms of grass growth. And so can we get out in time? It really comes down to how much snow we're going to get, how cool our next spring is. But the positive is we have moisture to grow grass and grow hay. Now what happens in the spring in terms of weather, temperatures are going to drive our quality and our production potential.